Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so yeah, so we're getting ready for a game on Saturday. John and I will get you ready for that game a little more in our episode that drops later this week. John, among other laundry list items here that are tied to the Texans or just general football stuff, we're on Deshaun Watson's suspension watch right now. I feel like it's Groundhog Day. I feel like a week ago we were on suspension watch. We finally got a suspension, but now this appeal has basically kind of restarted the process. Do you, from people you've talked to, either in Cleveland or maybe more appropriately, that know kind of how the process works with the NFL, do you have any sort of expectation when we're going to hear about this thing, what the decision's going to be?
Roger Goodell designated Peter Harvey, former Attorney General of New Jersey, who helped formulate the personal conduct policy because he's done work with the NFL before. And the CBA says it has to be, quote unquote, expedited. But who knows what expedited means? Before that, they used to might take 3 months. So I'm guessing, everybody's guessing, that it's going to come up in the next couple of weeks. And then the union's got to decide, does it want to sue in federal court and allow him to play? And so it's all still up in the air. But we got to be closer to the final word, because his word is final as far as the league is concerned. And then NFLPA has to decide, does it want to go to court?
Yeah, John, everything I'm hearing, I had Amy Dash on my Sunday show yesterday on CBS Sports Radio. John and I are recording this Monday as we speak. And she had a really good article on her website, leagueofjustice.com, that explained all the differences between Watson suing the league in federal court and Brady and Ezekiel Elliott suing in federal court, you know, 5-6 years ago. They were able to get on the field because they got injunctions to be able to play. Eventually they lost in court and had to serve their suspensions, but at least they got on the field imminently back in those seasons. She pointed out several differences between what Watson's situation and those situations. And she thinks there's no chance he gets an injunction. I won't list all the reasons because I don't know. I don't know if people want to know all the detailed legal reasons. A lot of it has to do with the fact that this was a collectively bargained method of dishing out punishment that not only did the players agree to, but in their statement when Deshaun Watson's punishment was announced, that NFLPA statement they put out the day before where they were imploring the league not to appeal, in that statement, they said that it was a fair process that arrived at Judge Sue Robinson's punishment. So they've already said that the process is fair. So if you say the process is fair, this appeal is part of the process. And she thinks there's zero chance that Deshaun Watson is on the field in week one, for what it's worth.
Well, everybody thinks that because when they said they wouldn't appeal it, but you can go to court over anything, but they know they're going to lose in federal court. There's one that said he would have to miss the first six. Then he could come back and play until it's heard in federal court. But it'd be better. Like Tony Grossi, a good friend of mine who's covered Browns for 35 years, wrote an open letter to Watson at the end of last week. Just accept the punishment. The Browns were in the race. He thinks that they should, since at one point the negotiation was for between a season indefinite and 10 or 12 games. And if he could still get the 10 or 12, do it.
Take it.
Because the Browns were in the race last year, and they, with all the talent they have and the great running game, they could be in the race this year. And then him coming in like a knight riding on a white horse to rescue them, that's better than having it drag out more.
Well, and if it's a full season, and let's pretend for a second that he does sue and somehow is successful in getting on the field in week one while the courts hash this thing out, because we know the courts won't hash it out quickly. I don't know, man. If I like knowing full well you're probably going to lose, you're probably going to ultimately have to serve that one season suspension, even if you sue. Would you rather Deshaun Watson, if you're a Cleveland fan, would you rather Deshaun Watson get on the field in 2022? You make sure you're not burning a year of daylight on Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb and guys like that, and you have Deshaun on the field this year, but you've got the suspension hanging over you all year before he eventually serves it. Or would you go with the Grossi method of, hey, it's a season, that's the medicine, take the medicine, and then we start with a clean slate. We don't have to worry about any of this garbage come 2023. Hopefully, you know, assuming Deshaun is staying off of the Instagram massage pages and whatnot.
I'm not sure who it is, but four of their top players have contracts that expire after this season, and it's doubtful they'll be able to bring all of them back.
Yeah.
So that's why there's some urgency. But the bottom line is they just need to get it done so everybody will know where they're going. And then will they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo if it's 10, 12 games of the season and have him come in and play over Jacoby Brissett because they think they're a Super Bowl contender?
They can go 6-6 over a 12-game suspension. I think that's doable, too, with that schedule they have. 6-6, and then Deshaun comes in for the last five games. That could be a really, really interesting storyline.